You are listening to Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs. Visit us at bearpodcast.com.
Hello, everyone. This is episode 1 of Bear Podcast. I am your host, the Nard. You can call me a Nardster, Nardass, Nardinator, or just Nard. Just easier that way. So this is my first attempt of a podcast. Others do websites and blogs. I decided to do a podcast. There's no real format to the show. No real format. So it's just me talking about bear stuff, bear runs, gay stuff, etc. I will also be conducting interviews with some people. That'll be from time to time. I might even have a co-host. So I have some stuff for you guys that you might find interesting. In the show, I'll be talking about a bear run that I've been this year. So aside from that, I intend to feature some websites and or bear profiles. Could be a Bear 411, Bear www, or any other bear sites that I might see. I will be doing it at random, or if people would email me, I might feature them. It just depends. We'll just wing it as we go along. So stick around, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, now I'm going to talk about a bear run that I've attended this year. Last March, I went to TBRU, stands for Texas Bear Roundup. It was their 10th run, they called it TBRUX, and it was fun, we had a great time. Problem is, I always miss the Friday shows, because I have to fly in after work on Fridays. So for the past 3 TBRUs, whenever we arrive on Fridays, we get a big group together to eat out. Uncle Julio's, and I think we did Marcos this last TBRU. Then by the time we get back to the host hotel, the main show for that night is already over. One of these days, I should get there earlier so I could see the show. Sorry, Babalu, I didn't get to see the Price is Wrong, bitch. But I did get to meet Babalu that Sunday. I'll try to get in touch with him next time. On that Saturday, we just hanged out around the hotel. You know, we met new people, old people, people we knew before, and checked out the vendor fair. Got some interesting stuff there: videos, T-shirts, lots of T-shirts. Got some T-shirts there. It was nice to visit the vendor fair. And at night, we went to this big warehouse-like place for dinner. It was a huge place. There was a show that night. Kendall was there to perform. And there's this cute teddy bear. Forgot his name. He played some music, you know, keyboard, saxophone, and stuff. Let's say it's impressive. Okay, you might say I'm biased since he's attractive, yeah, but I just like live performers, you know, not the lip-syncing stuff. I want to hear the real voice. It's just me, you know. Anyway, I like the way he prepared for some of the songs, and he was using an iPod, which is cool. I never thought of it that way, you know. So who wants to bring CDs? Just whip out your iPod and sing along. So it's cool. And then later that night, we all changed costumes from regular clothes to bear and cub uniforms. And I hanged out with James and the others that evening at the hospitality suite. And a lot of people there. A lot of drinks, too. And I met a couple, by the way, that weekend. The whole weekend we were hanging around. Alex and Jeff. and they're really great guys. And I visited them a few weeks ago, and they're just really great hosts, Alex and Jeff. Anyway, we were just watching guys getting auctioned off with their undies on, you know. And of course, all the proceeds go to charity, to the Dallas Bears charity. So the next day, we were all tired and wanted to go home. We're all bared out. Bear runned out. We just had to go back. So for leaving, we had our Kodak moments. Took pictures of people who we met, and people who we don't even know. We took pictures with, and hey, hi, can I have a picture with you? And, you know, just even though we didn't know their names or whatever. And then a few others did the same. Yep, it was fun. Then we drove back to Houston. It concluded our day that day. It was good. It was fun overall, you know. And I'm thinking about going back next year. So we'll see. That's a long way from now. This portion of the show is called Wolf, What a Bear. This is where I would feature a random profile from the net, from Bear411, BearWWW, or wherever. Or it could be someone who would email me and ask if they could be featured in the show. It just depends on the mood. Now, on with Wolf, What a Bear. This guy is from Cardiff, United Kingdom. His profile is SingBear and Bear411. I bet he sings well in bed. Now I click on his profile. Okay, here is his profile. Hi guys, I'm new to Eurowolf. The boyfriend and I were out on the weekend and met some friendly bears who we recommended. I mean, who recommended we join in on here. So they just found out about Bear411. Well, I'm Aled, I'm 26, and I now live in Splott. Splott is the name of the town or city, I don't know. I'm training my voice as a classical tenor to hopefully end up in opera. So in the meantime, I'm just doing office work to pay the bills. I've been with my handsome boyfriend for over 2 years. He's a great guy, and I'm sure you'll all get to know him on here on Bear411. So, hands off, please. So, to see the pictures. Anyway, on with your profile. Okay, can't think of anything else to put in on here. Now, as I'm a little hungover from last night's exploit. Now, that's interesting. What has he been doing that night? So, if you feel like sending me a message just to say hi, please do. I always reply to messages. Alex. Signed this as Alex. Anyways, updated last July 19th, 2005. So, he's young and he's a singer. He's got a webpage too. Let me click on the visit my homepage. Ooh, there's a site all right, but nothing in there. Just directories. Dang, where are the pics? Anyway, just check him out. That's SingBear on Bear411. So that's the show for now. I hope you guys like it. I'll try to do this as much as I can so I can keep you guys entertained. It does take an hour or two to prepare this stuff, but it's fun. Maybe when I get the hang of it, you know, the production will be faster. So just remember the website, www.bearpodcast.com. You can send emails to bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. And the site is very minimal right now, okay? If you visit there, it's just links, simple links. And it'll grow as time passes by. And if you guys have, are using iTunes 4.9, I have instructions there on the website on how to subscribe to this feed. Of course, you can use iPodder or iPodder X to get the feeds, or you can simply go to the website and click on the links to download the episode. So just email me at bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. Who knows, I might even read your emails online. You know? So this concludes episode 1. You guys take care and have a great day. This is Denard saying many woofs and many hugs.
You have just listened to Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs. Visit us at bearpodcast.com.